I know you.
A face loomed closer to the glass wall of the tank, coming slowly into view.
I am you.
Axe felt her insides turn to water. The face was her own. Chapter 41. Ula watched the repulsor platform rising from the planet's south pole with something approaching awe. The skyhook was huge and well defended, and the Hexes had built it in almost no time at all. If Stryver still needed to convince anyone of the reality of his geometric growth theory, the proof was right there in front of him.
"What's a skyhook doing at the pole?" Jed asked. "It'd be useless floating there."
"Why?"
"Because the best place to get to higher orbits is at the equator, and that's what they'll be wanting to do, isn't it?"
Ula just shrugged. Skyhooks had many uses, not just as a staging point to orbit, as they were usually employed, hanging motionlessly over points on a planet's surface. They could provide defense or act as displays of wealth. Who knew what the Hexes wanted? He was still learning what they could do.
"Target that thing,"
he ordered the combined fleet, just to be sure.
"Bring it down."
The Paramount sent a half-hearted salvo in the Skyhook's direction, but it was clear Kalish was keeping significant firepower in reserve. The commoner sent nothing at all.
"Didn't you hear me, Captain Pippolidi? We need to stop that thing from reaching the upper atmosphere."
"And I need to ensure the security of what ships we have left,"
said the leader of the Republic contingent.
"If the Paramount turns its weapons on us while we're looking elsewhere, we'll be defenseless."
"If the Hexes escape, we all lose."
"On Kalish's head be it."
He punched the instrument panel in frustration. Jet looked at him in reproach.
"Hey, take it easy."
"It's just so pointless. What's the point of fighting each other? All they have to do is cooperate a little longer and we stand a chance."
"They're too alike. That's the problem. You see that in primitive cultures when schisms divide religions into similar but not identical sects. They hate each other more than the enemy."
"What are you talking about? The Empire isn't a primitive culture."
"No, but the principle still holds. Similar hierarchies with a dominant high priest caste, similar beliefs but different practices, competing over the same territory."
"Stop it," said Ula. "You're not helping."
"Just trying to point out why it was never going to work."
"So we shouldn't have even tried?"
"Everything's worth trying once, and I've been known to be wrong on occasions. Unfortunately, this isn't turning out to be one of them."
"So how do we turn it around? What can we do to stop the Hexes from getting out?"
"There's always Plan B."
"Which is?"
"I was hoping you might have one."
Stryver was heading north, away from the South Pole. Ula projected the Mandalorian's progress across a map of the planet's surface and found the likely CI location at the end of it. That portion of the map was a mess of activity. Ula used satellite and fighter data to zoom in closer. Something was rising up from a lake of lava, filling the crater where the landing site had been.
"Another skyhook,"
he said, pointing at the image.
"It's in the right spot," said Jet. "But I don't think so. The design isn't right, and it doesn't appear to have the repulsor lift capacity it would need to get off the ground."
A circular hatch irised open on the top of the thing.